Imagine how kind the world could be if each of us spent a small part of our day actively listening to someone else. In each episode of Active Listening, students from the University of St. Francis share conversation with older adults and discuss life lessons. The project's goal is simple: to bring people together through the kindness of listening. Today we're going to hear from Irene. She was interviewed by Jennifer Schenkel. Irene knows nothing brings people together like a home-cooked meal, and in their conversation, Irene talks about her values of family, respect, and boundaries.
You go by Irene now. What did they call you at home?
Oh, so many names, but my first name is Faye, F-A-Y-E, and I just never liked that Faye, so okay. Always with Irene. Well, when I worked in the factory, everybody called me Sunshine, because I would come in every morning, 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, and just as bright as the sunshine, smiling and happy-go-lucky. So that's what they called me in the factory.
And then you were part of a large family?
Oh, yes. I'm the oldest of 15 kids.
Wow. That is an accomplishment.
I'm the oldest, but only 9 of us live. I'm still the oldest. So now I have 2 brothers left, and I have 5 sisters still living. The others just passed.
Yeah, you've suffered a lot of loss.
Oh,
and I noticed that you seem to be at peace with it to a degree, and I'm wondering how you can muster the courage.
I pray. And then I have some people I can call. Like now, as a girl I used to work with, a friend, I go with her. I start going to her, the grieving group. I think it's going to help, because a lot of time I hold stuff in, but I do let it out. I do cry, you know, and at one point I was keeping myself in my apartment,
right. Being
depressed, whatever. I just prayed on it and asked God to help me get out of this rut so that I can get back to my life, living the way I was.
I know I've met a number of families wherein food is how you express your love. Do you find that to be true for your family?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I assume your mother cooked then too, or was it your dad who taught you to cook?
My mom was a good cook. My dad's a good cook. Actually, not kind of my grandma. She loved to cook. I would always be in the kitchen with her and go there and see what she could. I said, "Grandma, what you cooking today?" And she said, "Oh, Pep, I'm cooking this, I'm cooking a little of that." And that was my nickname they gave me, her and my grandpa. It was Pep. And they would get in the kitchen. She'd be making them homemade biscuits or cold water cornbread. Just name it, whatever you want. Grandma fixed. Which she never fixed 1 or 2 dishes. She had about 4 or 5.
Yes.
And people would always come to her house because they know Grandma don't cook.
So she didn't chase you out of the kitchen.
No.
She brought you in and showed
you
what she was doing.
She did more. Show me how to cook, what to cook, than my mom. Mom didn't have the time. She wasn't patient. My grandma was patient.
Your son lives here in town. You said that he's got kind neighbors who will occasionally cook for him as well. I wonder if he cooks for his neighbors.
Oh, yeah. We have barbecue cookout. He's sitting on a plate. I know when we had a memorial cookout over there and had a 4th of July cookout, they came. We fixed a plate for both of them and sent it back over to him. The second time we had a cookout, we fixed a plate. My son took over to him.
Another thing that comes out to me about your personality is you respect people and you expect people to treat you in a respectful manner. Is this something that your family taught you? Is this something that maybe you inherited from your grandmother? Maybe?
My grandmother. And, you know, I had a bond with her better than I had with my mom. We always sit and talk, and she always said, "Pap, you respect people. You treat people the way you want to be treated. You know, just be you. You know, continue to be you and treat people right." And I did that with my kids, too, and they are like that, too, especially my baby. He's every bit of me. And my daughter, on the other hand, she's every bit of her dad.
Now, how long have you been retired?
62. I was 62 or 63. And
okay.
I'll be 69 in a couple of weeks.
My
mom is 84. Dad is 89. They get to a place where they can't do for themselves, then it's enough of us to pitch in, which I'm here, which I call every day, 7 days a week, sometimes twice a day, to check on my brother. He was down at Elkhart doing everything for my mom and dad, but he had to move. So then I got my 5 sisters and my brother there in Elkhart. So they can do what they need to do. My mom take them to the doctor or take them to the store or whatever. And then sometime at night, they don't even stay in the house by themselves. We have my nephew or cousin, somebody's in the house with them.
Yeah.
Until my dad get tired of having people in the house at night, then he'd say, go on home, we can take care of ourselves.
Right. He kicks them out.
Oh, yeah. He'll do that.
Yeah. Do you find it's, in some ways, people really like for you to defer to their judgment, and clearly, you know, you are a strong person?
I try to be.
Yeah.
It's not always easy, but I try to be.
Does that come between your relationships occasionally?
Sometimes.
A battle of wills, so to speak?
Yeah. But I can't help it.
Yeah.
You know, that's me. I just tell it like it is.
But your kids obviously know you're a loving person.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Everybody know who I am, but they know how far to go with me. They
okay.
know how to push my butt. You know how they know. They just say, Irene, you're a nice person. Which I try to be. I try to help anybody or whatever. But like I said, don't underestimate me. Don't push that wrong button, you know. I get along with them, you know, but they step on my toe, I'm gonna confront them. I don't get behind their back and talk about them. I go to that person, and I tell them what I want them to know and let it be.
What you just heard is part of the Active Listening series, put together as a collaboration between the University of St. Francis and WBOI. Additional conversations can be found online at WBOI.org or wherever WBOI podcasts are found. Faculty advisors for Active Listening are Miles Fulwider, Jane Martin, and Kristen Miller. This program was also made possible thanks to the support of Trina Bodeker from the USF Office for Service and Social Action. Our interviewers are Laura Jansen, Georgia Lieb, Caleb Meyer, Sean Rollins, Jennifer Schinkel, Sage Souter, Miranda Tyler, Kendra Seifring, and Do Thong. USF Meta students are Nicholas Cardosa, Vaughn Gallagher, Joey Lamping, Ashley Price, Renee Robinson, Tyler Ross, and Jennifer Schinkel. Active Listening's creative director is Larissa Whitaker. Our music is by Noah Campodonico. And thank you for listening.